Mics are live.
You ready? Okay, we'll open this informal hearing in the case of Antelope Hills Wind Project / West Branch Wind Project, transfer of siting certificates and permit siting application, and it's case number PU-16-671. It is about 1:13 on March 29th, 2017. I'm Randy Christman, the chairman of the Public Service Commission. If I didn't, I'll call the hearing to order, I guess. Commissioner Fedorchak is here, as well as Commissioner Crashus. Did you either of you have any opening comments or ready to get into the hearing or what?
I do not have opening comments, thank you.
I do not either. Okay, we need to go around the room and have everyone ID themselves for the record, please.
Yes, Your Honor, my name is Brian Biella. I'm with Crowley Fleck Law Firm here in Bismarck, representing West Branch Wind Project, LLC. Along with me is Casey Fury, also with Crowley Fleck, and I'll have the two, our two, button at the bottom.
And I will say, whenever you speak, we have to hold these microphones pretty close to us to pick up.
Here, I'm on for now,
okay. My name is Casey Willis. I'm with Infinity Renewables.
My name is Mark Trumbauer. I'm with NextEra Energy.
What is your last name?
Trumbauer. T-R-U-M-B-A-U-E-R.
You're with NextEra.
Correct.
And Casey, I get all these companies mixed up.
No problem. I'm with Infinity Renewables, so we're the original developer on this.
And I'm Brian Schmidt. I'm the attorney for the Public Service Commission.
Jerry Lynn with Commission staff.
Did Casey introduce
himself?
Oh, you did.
And others in the room?
Clay Cameron with NextEra Energy.
Clay Cameron? Pam?
Link?
Steve. And for those three that aren't at the table, are you planning on speaking? It's not that you can't change your mind, but is that the plan at this point? Clay? Okay. Okay. Thank you for that. Just one thing I want to point out. This is an informal hearing, and so basically we can deal with facts that are not in dispute. If we get into facts that are in dispute, I will have to wrap up the hearing and proceed to issue a notice of hearing for a formal hearing. Brian, you want to kick it off?
Thank you, Commissioner. Just by way of quick background, Antelope Hills Wind Project was approved by this commission in late 14. There was a wind farm approved and then a transmission line approved for Antelope Hills Wind Project LLC back in 14 and early 15. The developer of that project was Infinity Renewables at that time and was represented by Mr. Casey Willis, who's here with us today. And we have, what we'd like to do is just have Casey Willis first just describe his company's involvement in this wind farm, and then the changes that have occurred over the last couple years to bring it kind of where it is today. And then, Mark, we'd follow up with just some brief comments from Mark Trumbauer from NextEra as the very recent acquiring of this project. And, of course, this project has not been built, neither the wind farm nor the transmission line, so we have a permit issued, but no project built yet.
I have one question. Where is West Branch Wind Project? Who are they?
They are now owned by NextEra.
Okay. So you're representing West Branch, who is going to who seeks to have the certificate transferred to?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. And then When you say nothing has been built, does that mean turbines or transmission line things, or does that mean roads or pads or anything at all?
I don't believe anything has been built.
There was a short, roughly 1 mile road that was constructed at the end of 2015 for PT. Excuse me, earlier, the end of 2014, and it was tied to when the approval came in for PTC qualification reasons.
And that's it.
Correct.
Okay. And then my only other question before we kick it over to Casey. Our Infinity and NextEra tied together, that one is an affiliate or something, or is this two different companies that we're transferring one to another?
It is two different companies, and that will be Casey's discussion to bring you up to speed on how this all went.
Okay, go ahead.
So if I could, Commissioner, turn it over to Casey Willis.
Very well.
We're going to have a handout for you.
So just a bit of background. So Infinity, as Antelope Hills Wind Project, developed the Antelope Hills Project. Starting around 2009, we started approaching some of the landowners out in that area about their interest in participating, and then over the course of a few years signed up all of the contiguous easements that were necessary, completed the wind studies, the environmental studies, the interconnection evaluations, and then obviously filed applications both with the county, Mercer County, and with the PSC, of which Brian mentioned that the order was issued in late 2014 for both the route permit and for the siting permit on the project itself. The project is targeted for 172 megawatts, just west of AVS, just from a geographic standpoint. Antelope Valley Station, I should say, about 9 miles west. In the spring of 2015, our company chose to sell the project, the Antelope Hills Wind Project LLC, to a company called Sun Edison. The intent at the time, Sun Edison was a fairly large company, and the intent at the time was they were going to take it through and construct and operate the project. This is somewhat articulated in the handout that I believe has been passed around. In roughly the summer of 2015, Sun Edison started to run into some financial challenges, and roughly about August or September, it became evident that they were slowing on doing additional construction work or the engineering, I should say, on the Antelope Hills project, and kind of it was taking a little bit of a backseat based on some of the other things that were going on within their company and just lack of resources. Over the course of the rest of 2015 and into 2016, their financial condition definitely did not improve. And resulting in the spring of 2016, they declared bankruptcy as a company. As a part of our original purchase and sale agreement, we included a buyback provision that obligated that they sell back the project to us if they decided that they were not going to complete the project, or it wasn't going to move forward.
Casey, sure. Excuse me one second. We did not transfer the certificate to Sun Edison. Correct.
And I don't believe there was a need to, because they acquired the LLC outright. Yeah. So we sold the project company, and I can.
So it automatically transfers then?
Antelope Hills holds the permit.
I see.
And that didn't. Antelope Hills LLC holds the permit. That didn't change. And through all of this, it was still Antelope Hills LLC that held the permit, and the LLC was sold. And we'll let Casey continue to discuss what happened.
And that's what's reflected in here is Infinity Wind Holdings is, we'll call it the parent company of Antelope Hills. As of the sale date of April of 2015, the project company and the assets associated with it were sold and the new Sun Edison Holding Company was Sun NEU, SUNEE, North Dakota Holdings, which is a project company within Sun Edison. So that entity acquired the Antelope Hills Wind Project LLC from us. So stepping back, so as I mentioned, the project had been caught up in the bankruptcy proceedings.
Excuse me, sure. One second.
Not a problem.
So Infinity never had the permit?
The permit was issued to the project company, Antelope Hills Wind Project, LLC.
Hmm. Okay. But Infinity was overseeing it.
Owned it.
Is this how we always do that? We send it?
Wow. It's pretty common for the parent company to have an LLC for a wind project, and most of them have that.
And there's no tie with the permit to the parent company. It stays with the LLC.
No, if the LLC is its own entity. Mm-hmm. If it changes owners, the permit has no requirement in it that we have to transfer the permit or anything.
Okay, so the project had been caught up in the bankruptcy proceeding towards the end of it in the summer of 2016. We submitted a filing requesting the ability to acquire the project assets back from Sud Edison out of the bankruptcy proceedings. That was ultimately granted and agreed upon in October of 2016. So you'll notice in here what happened. There's a transition from Antelope Hills Wind Project to West Branch Wind Project. The assets associated with the project, including the permits, the easements, wind data, et cetera, were sold to West Branch Wind Project. The reason for that is because Sun Edison was in somewhat of a dire situation. Most of their staff had left. It was advised that this was a better structure to acquire the assets back in case there was undisclosed liabilities that we would not be aware of. So ultimately, what we did is we acquired the assets. We rolled it into a new project company, West Branch Wind Project LLC, again held by Infinity Wind Holdings, and took that over in the October of 2016 and continued on with the development. Re-engaged, obviously, with our landowners to let them know the circumstance, which they were fully aware of. Began to speak with NextEra toward the end of last year, and ultimately came to a transaction in February of this year to sell the West Branch Wind Project to NextEra, which is on the far right of this sheet.
And what you sold was the West Branch Wind Project LLC. You sold that to them.
Correct.
Yeah. Not technically to NextEra, but to that entity, which is owned by NextEra.
Correct. Sorry. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Anything else, Casey?
Not that I have.
Okay. And if you'd like, I guess we can either have questions of Casey now, or we could have Mark give his comments.
Brian, is it your counsel here on this one?
Okay. Yeah, I guess
you
if
have some questions at this point.
I just have one or two things I would like to clear up based on your testimony. The sale of Antelope Hills Wind Project, I guess the acquisition of Antelope Hills Wind Project through the bankruptcy proceeding by Infinity. Now, you said that Infinity, I guess, acquired all the assets in that bankruptcy, but they didn't acquire the actual company. Is that how that worked?
Correct. So we acquired the assets that were held by Antelope Hills Wind Project, which is essentially all of the easements itself, the wind data, everything that was related to the project.
Does Antelope Hills Wind Project LLC still exist?
We never acquired that. I don't know at this time if it does or not.
If it does exist, would it just basically be a name only and you would own all the
Correct.
Assets that it had?
Okay. Yeah, it would be still held by Sun Edison of some sort.
Jerry?
No questions, but the application here then, well, I guess it's a question. The application here then is transferring the certificate then that Antelope Hills held to West Branch, and then West Branch will be owned by NextEra Energy, or is already owned by NextEra Energy LLC. So NextEra becomes a parent company, and West Branch will hold the certificate.
Julie, any questions, Casey?
Who has the certificate right now?
It's still issued to Antelope Hills.
But Antelope Hills doesn't exist.
Well, it may or may not. I don't know.
Yeah. So the application for this was made back in 2016, and it's taken us this long to get it. So from the time the application was made until February was when NextEra acquired West Branch. So West Branch back then, when this application was made, was an Infinity company, is my understanding.
Well, but they never did have the Antelope Hills. They never had that certificate. West Branch didn't have the certificate then, did they?
No, they've never had it. This is what this application is for, is to give it to them.
No, it seems odd that we're transferring a certificate we're not transferring it from X to Y.
Well, the Antelope Hills LLC for us is still X. They hold the certificate. If they're dead, I don't know what to say about that.
Was it part of the agreement when you purchased Antelope Hills Wind Project LLC, was this certificate one of the assets you purchased? Was it spelled out in your purchase agreement?
This was proposed to be transferred as a part of that sale.
Correct.
From the standpoint of the project entity, yes, it was transferred. From the standpoint of the PSC, that was the follow-up item, is shortly after the close, we submitted the paperwork and the applications in roughly November, just after the close, to request the transfer for the purpose of the PSC process.
So, all right. So we're basically changing the name of the owner.
I think that's correct. I looked at others more.
It's a new company.
It's a new company, but it is a name change. Yeah. But under your rules, you know, to transfer to a new entity like this requires approval. So.
Mm-hmm. Are these usually done before sales? It's always like this?
No. There have been applications where they make the application with the sale pending,
mm-hmm.
and then we have made it so it's not effective till the sale closes. So it's been done that way, but I think this way I don't see any problem with it.
Okay.
Brian. Just a quick clarification. Did anything accept the project? It was just the project that moved away from Antelope Hills over to West Branch?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, to simplify this, everything that we sold to SunEdison, we acquired back. Is essentially the simplest way to explain it. There was nothing in addition to that or nothing less.
Okay.
You had said something to the effect that you wanted to create West Branch Wind Project as opposed to just acquiring Antelope Hills Wind Project because there might be liabilities there involved. So when you acquire the assets, don't most people who are owed any substantial amounts of money somehow attach a lien or something to the assets? And so when you acquire those assets, don't the liabilities come with them, or isn't there at least some fear that that will be challenged in court if they're substantial?
So the reason it's different here is because of the distressed nature that we were acquiring. Yeah, there are absolutely disclosures about any liabilities associated with it. But if you have an entity like this that is bankrupt, there's very few people left in the organization, and essentially there's nothing to go after. If, for example, if they had taken out a construction contract and done $3 million of work but failed to disclose that to us, we never would have known. And the people that may have been able to include that disclosure may not be there anymore. So that was the concern, is, well, how do we know there's not anything further out there that we're not aware of or hasn't been disclosed? Because we couldn't, if that wasn't disclosed and we found out about it, we'd be very unlikely to be able to go back and say this was never disclosed in the sale agreement. The difference here is that, like, the hook that essentially NextEra has in us is if there were the same situation applied where we took out a construction lien had liabilities associated with the construction contractor, they could come back after us. So it's a different circumstance than we were facing when we took the assets back from SunEdison.
Okay, I'm going to be counting on, I guess we got to clarify with all these Brians around the table, but I'm going to be counting on you, Brian Schmidt, to make sure that this is clear.
Yeah, and I guess I do have a couple follow-up questions to what you just stated. I guess just to be clear, I know that you said that Antelope Wind Project went into bankruptcy at some point. Did you purchase or did you receive the assets from Antelope Hills prior to them filing for bankruptcy?
Antelope Hills was one of, 30 or 40 different project companies that were tied up in the greater parent company bankruptcy that they filed. So we, some of those were sold out to another entity. This was just one of the, a few remaining assets. And what we did is we had talked to SunEdison about acquiring it back pursuant to the agreement, which they were fine with. And then we had to go through the motions and making that request to the bankruptcy judge.
Okay, so the bankruptcy court approved the transfer from SunEdison back to Infinity.
From Antelope Hills Wind Project back into West Branch was the transaction.
And that was approved by the court?
Correct.
Do you know if, as part of that approval, the liabilities of Antelope Hills were discharged in bankruptcy at all?
I can't speak to that. Okay. I don't. That's above my head. I don't know.
Okay. So then, Brian Biella, are we ready to move it over to Mark?
Yes, Commissioner.
Okay.
So, Mark, if you please just introduce yourself again and explain what you do with NextEra.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Trumbar with NextEra Energy. I'm a project manager, and now I'm a part of a community development team. I was originally introduced to North Dakota through the Oliver 3 project, which I was a project manager for. We just went commercial with that recently. NextEra acquired West Branch LLC from Infinity Holdings back in February. I say back in February. That's about a month ago. We think that project is a very good project and with a lot of good potential. So as anything goes with wind development, you're always looking for opportunities where you have good interconnect locations, and in this case we do. There's a couple of large substations that support this, along with transmission lines that would accommodate the project that we're looking at building. The one thing that we do not have at this point in time is a power purchase agreement. Our company is actively seeking power purchase agreements throughout the Upper Midwest through the different off-takers, including commercial and industrial off-takers, and the standard utility off-takers. At this point in time right now, we don't have any of those, but we are looking, and we think this project would have a good potential to be able to be bid into that process. Again, it comes down to economics, and when we're talking about affordable electricity for consumers in North Dakota, we're hopeful to make this project work. So,
Mark, what is the status of the easements?
It's our understanding that the status of the easements, they're still active. Casey had mentioned earlier, they have all of the transmission easements in place. As a part of the acquisition team, we do a lot of due diligence on things, including looking into the various aspects of the project and its viability as far as the land holdings go. And our project acquisition team cleared this from the standpoint of its having durable easements that can be transferred to our company.
And have the landowners been identified, notified, excuse me, of this transaction?
Yeah. As a joint letter between Infinity and NextEra Energy, we did notify the landowners of the transaction, so they do know that we are involved in the project. And today we haven't heard anything back from the landowners. Usually if there's an instance of a landowner issue, they would contact us immediately, so we haven't heard anything.
So you have a all the easements in place. Did you say you have an interconnect?
We have an interconnect agreement that was a part of the asset purchase.
Okay, so that's still good, and you're looking for a purchaser.
Correct. Like any of our like any of our projects, the financials come back is just how good is the wind, how reasonable of transmission fees do we have, and just how much is the power going to be. It's based on the economics of the project, and we think this is a good project.
And are you still looking at 172 megawatts?
Correct.
Mm. All right. Any idea of a time frame for when you might get this completed?
We do not have a time frame due to the power purchase agreement. It's really tied to when we can find a customer. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we find a customer, we will move forward with the project. And we're hopeful to find somebody very soon.
Have you been bidding this into different RFPs from various utilities?
Since it's a recent acquisition, I'm not aware of any PPAs that we've responded to with this project per se. But we're continually looking for power purchase agreements, and we will put this into our portfolio of offers.
Okay. And the PTC was secured as of which year? 2014?
From our standpoint, yes. What we did is at the end of 2014, we completed a road for PTC qualifications for that cycle. How that plays in longer term, I have to let Mark address.
As far as the production tax credits go, we and our company have had qualifications using a purchase of equipment. So we have secured our equipment, and we do have equipment available for this project that would qualify for the production tax credit.
And so I understand that you, as NextEra, you can purchase, and probably did purchase, a lot of towers. And you can apply them to whichever project you want, and that secures the PTC for that project?
I would have to go back to my tax team to assure of that, but to my understanding, that's where we're at. But I would have to go back to our tax team to ensure that that's the case.
Okay.
So I want to talk about your connection agreement. I'm going from memory, and it's a couple years old, but it seems to me the plan at the time was, well, first let me ask a different question. There was a power purchase agreement with Basin Electric in the initial.
Yes, contract. That is correct.
Okay. And then are you applying for one certificate that covers both the wind farm and the transmission line that we approved at about the same time, but it were separate cases? Or does this not include the transmission line?
This does include the transmission line.
It does include it.
Yes, because that's all part of this asset sale and acquisition by. So that's why, yes, it includes both.
Yep. And so wasn't that going across or jointly, a power line was jointly being rebuilt with Basin Electric? So is that all in place yet?
So you're correct. The point of interconnect for this associated with the interconnection agreement is right at the Antelope Valley Station. That obviously crosses the Freedom Mine. So we spent quite a bit of time working with Coteau very early on to figure out how is our transmission line going to cross the Freedom Mine to impact, you know, to have the least impact possible on their current and future operations. Obviously, they have superior rights, so we wanted to work with them very early on, and we had a broad understanding of where their future operations would be. So we looked at you know, a good 26 different routes before we came to the one that is finally addressed and was applied for and granted in the order. And that was memorialized in something we call the Joint Pole Use Agreement. And what it was is that there is presently an existing, I believe it's 34.5 kilovolt dual circuit line that runs for a 3-mile stretch from west to east directly into AVS, or very close, that is jointly owned by Rough Rider and Coteau. That route was deemed the preferred location from their standpoint on what impacted their operations the least. So ultimately, the three parties being Antelope Hills Wind Project, Coteau, and Rough Rider entered into a joint pole use agreement where we would rebuild the line and circuit the two existing lines under that same structure. So it accounted for clearing existing and future line crossings that were going to come into that area through Basin. The Basin was intending to build, and, you know, verifying that it wasn't going to affect Coteau's operations.
So if this is approved, you're going to build a wind farm. You've already got the transmission line to take it back to Basin Electric's substation. And doesn't everything revolve around Basin Electric here? Because from that substation, the power goes into their transmission lines that they own and operate. Where am I wrong here? So aren't you kind of obligated to a pretty limited market here, and that's Antelope Valley Station?
I think with the exceptions, it's changed a little bit. I believe Basin Electric and the system is now part of the Southwest Power Pool, if I'm not mistaken. What that does, and you have to bear with me because I'm not a part of our origination or our marketing team, but it opens up more opportunities to sell the power than just a one-off utility here and there. In the prior situation, when we originally came to you, essentially Basin was basically the only offtake at that location.
And Casey, that agreement is still in effect, is it?
The interconnection agreement is signed. It's fully executed, and it's in suspension at this time.
What does that mean, in suspension?
It allows companies can suspend before basically proceeding if, you know, there's delays that are required. It prevents us from having to put down kind of it starts a clock for when we have to take it out of suspension and pay for the necessary upgrades that are tied to the studies that were identified in the studies.
But Basin Electric and Rough Rider, you have contracts in place. They can't deny you access to get the power from this wind farm into their substation.
We can get into the substation. That was the point of the joint pole use agreement and transmission line easements that were signed.
And is that a new agreement, or is that old existing agreement an asset that was acquired?
That was an existing agreement at the time we filed prior to the PSC order the last time, and it's still in effect. It does need to be transferred over, and it is an asset of the project, though.
And so then, if that's an asset of the project, why isn't the power purchase agreement with Basin an asset of the project?
That was separate and expired prior to Infinity taking it over. I believe it expired. There were ties when it was initially signed. I believe it had to meet certain milestones in 2016, which it did not. So I was incorrect in saying that we acquired all the assets back, with the exception of the PPA, because that had since expired.
I have another question for Mark. Should I go back to Mark? Is that okay?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. You have more questions for Mark?
Yep. Now, Mark, as you're aware, the Antelope Hills had to acquire a conditional use permit from Mercer County. And has Mercer County been notified of this transfer?
The project has been approved by the county, and the county was officially notified of the sale beginning of March. And we also provided the county with the property. We also have been provided our permit transfer request document that the county has received.
Okay. And has the county raised any objections that you're aware of?
There's been no objections to date from the county.
Okay. That would be all of my questions.
Go ahead.
This one's directed towards Mark. We have this affidavit from John DiDonato, I think is how you say his last name. And he's the vice president of development for NextEra Energy. I'm looking at, you have the affidavit in front of you. It'll be easier. If you look at the first paragraph of that affidavit, it states that NextEra, which is the sole member of West Branch Wind Project, LLC, I guess I'm a little confused by that because it's my understanding that NextEra owns West Branch. Can you kind of explain that to me? Was it a mistake or...
You know, I'm not sure why it would be sole member other than that we don't have any other interested parties in that transaction. It was just NextEra Energy Resources, LLC, is the sole owner of West Branch Project, LLC. That would be my assumption by sole member.
Okay.
That we don't have any other parties that are a part of that transaction.
Okay. And, I mean, the second paragraph states that West Branch is a wholly owned subsidiary of NextEra, and that's correct, right?
That's correct.
Now, you stated that you did your due diligence prior to, I guess, making the purchase of West Branch from Infinity, correct?
That's correct.
As part of that due diligence, did any, I guess, red flags as far as liabilities that would be attributable to West Branch from the transfer from Antelope Hills pop up?
To my understanding, we didn't have anything that was not cleared prior to the transaction closing. So, no.
And was the, I guess, were you ever involved at all in the bankruptcy that was filed by SUNE?
We were not.
Would NextEra, I guess, or West Branch, be requesting any changes at all to the original certification that was, the original certificate that was given?
The original certification is dated back in 2015 or late 2014, early 2015. As you're aware, the commission's aware that technologies are changing, including some larger sweeps in the blades. I believe the original permit was 107-meter rotor diameter, and we are now working on 116, larger sweep diameters for efficiency purposes. So there may be just a nominal change in the dimensional standards of the turbines due to the technology change, but that would be the extent of the changes that we would anticipate.
Is there anything?
Still 2 megawatts.
Generally in the 2 to 3 megawatt machine range. I believe, and Casey can talk about the technology that was proposed. I believe there are Vestas and also Siemens that were potentially proposed. NextEra Energy, we utilize General Electric machines. And the configurations are just a little different. The megawatts are a little different out of those machines. And so we would need to work very closely with the commission on any proposed changes. We would anticipate that we would have some different sound modeling results, and we would be more than happy to work very closely with the commission on any of those changes that we would come up with or that would be a part of that.
You know, if I get slight adjustments, but 2 to 3 megawatts times 86 turbines is pretty significant. That could be 86 megawatts difference, and there is only so much capacity in transmission lines in places,
yeah.
And so I think it's important to have, you know, some concept of how large of a wind farm this could potentially be. If you went to larger megawatt turbines, would you reduce the number of structures then, or are you seeking kind of an unlimited capacity?
Yeah, Commissioner Crisman, I believe that we're tied to the amount of the interconnect agreement, so we would not be able to inject any more power into the system than what we have in the interconnect agreement. And so as a part of that, what we would generally see if we do go to larger turbines is that we would be able to reduce the number of turbines that we would place in the field. So we would utilize the same footprints of the project, But more than likely, if we did go to a larger, let's say a 2.1 to a 2.5 megawatt machine, throughout the project, we may be able to remove 3 to 5 turbines that would have normally been placed. But the output of the project will remain the same.
And you're tied to the cap in the order.
Yes, exactly.
Which I think is 172. But could you, is interconnect for 172 megawatts as well, or? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
If I could, there was a request from Sun Edison to revise the project layout pretty significantly, and that was withdrawn. And so I don't know whatever their reasoning was to revise the project layout, or if perhaps NextEra would want to revise the layout later, but I would expect that they would come to us at that time.
I would expect they would come to us now.
I don't think they know what they would want to do to it till they get a buyer.
Can you speak to that, Mark? You haven't made any decisions yet, have you?
Yeah, we haven't made any concrete decisions yet on the actual construction of the project because of the power purchase agreement. We feel that that's a very strong component of our conservative approach to development. We would never build a project without a customer.
But if you're going to do 172 megawatts, as far as where you would locate the turbines, what difference does it make who the customer is?
The only difference that it would make is the efficiency of the turbines. If we can find a better efficiency with location of turbines utilizing the newer machines, we would certainly want to work very closely with the commission on that.
But wouldn't all of your customers want you to do the most efficient
Absolutely.
Layout? So why can't you just be upfront with us now and tell us, we're 2 years later, here are more efficient turbines. If we build this, this is the turbines we want to use, and this is the layout that we would use to be as efficient as possible, because I assume you would be as efficient as possible regardless who the customer might be.
Yeah, I agree.
So you could tell us the new layout if it's going to be built.
If it's going to be built, we'll take a look at the layout that we have in place right now, try to utilize that to the most turbine locations that make reasonable sense. If there's turbine locations that aren't efficient, if they're waked by other turbines, we'll certainly, you know, work on trying to make that layout more efficient. I have a reasonable belief that, you know, the landscape is not that different from the standpoint of locating turbines. If we can remove turbines, sometimes we can make a layout more efficient also. We reduce the waking of let's say, a previous developer's layout.
It just seems like, I mean, yours is certainly not a novice company. You've done a lot of these. It seems like rather than us permitting it and then later you'll tell us what you're going to change, it seems like you could just tell us what you're going to change in advance.
Are you talking as part of this process?
Yes.
Those aren't issues that we take into consideration now. We talk about whether the company agrees to comply with the terms and conditions and whether the transfer is compatible. So I don't know. It seems like...
Well, I'm not the one who brought up that there was a change proposed already, but it was brought up, and so I'm asking about it.
The change that I suggested is that the technology change between when this was approved in 2015 to 2017, we're seeing some differences in the blade lengths, and that would be the changes that I would anticipate us taking a first run at.
So it seems like it's a stage thing. This is the first step of your interaction with us. You need to get the certificate transferred. And then if you're working on a purchaser, if you get a purchaser, you'll refresh the design. And if there's changes that are different from our permit, you have to come back.
That's correct.
That's my understanding.
So if it's 2 years before or 3 years before you get this project up and running, there likely be further technology changes, and perhaps a different turbine will be under consideration. Is that right? And so it might. So your layout can change.
Yeah. I've been with NextEra for 10 years, and I've seen us go from 1.5 megawatts to 2.3s, and that's been the my tenure with NextEra. I would anticipate within the next 2 or 3 years we may see some slight increases in turbine technology and differences in blade sweeps. So we are evolving.
Just to give you an example, we have a project under construction in Texas that is using 3.45 megawatt turbines with 126 meter blades.
And once you revise it and come, it might trigger another public hearing. I mean, depending on what the revisions are and how significant.
That's correct, Commissioner.
So that could be, that would be much more involved than what we have going on right here.
That's correct.
Just to hop in, I think Commissioner Fedorchuk's on the right track, but I just want to have a couple questions I want to ask just to kind of clarify everything that's going on right now, because we've talked about a lot of things. So just to kind of back up here, we have this route permit and certificate of corridor compatibility that the PSC issued to Antelope Hills Wind Project back in 2014. Infinity Wind ended up acquiring that asset from Antelope Hills, and then it was changed into West Branch. That asset is still with West Branch, and you acquired West Branch. So now we have this certificate and this permit that are in West Branch's possession, and you just basically want the name changed over from Antelope Hills to West Branch. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Okay. And with regard to the permit and certificate that Antelope Hills Wind Project received, West Branch would comply with all of those terms if the name was changed over. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Okay.
And that is confirmed in the affidavit of Mr. Yep. DiDonato. Yes.
So instead of, I guess, going through the entire procedure that was already performed by Antelope Hills with the cultural studies and the construction of the route and all of those things, you just want to adopt all of that as your own and have the name switched over to West Branch then. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Yep.
We have nothing further, Commissioners?
Is there another place to interconnect if you don't interconnect to AVS, so you wouldn't use that transmission line? You'd maybe get a different one, and is that a possibility? Your interconnection agreement, you'd need a different one, like say you connected with MISO.
I mean, there's always the ability to look at other interconnects. The concern with that is uncertainty, right? If we have, there are other MISO lines, there's other basin lines that cross through there. But it could very well, you have to start the process essentially completely over, and it could be that we put it in an interconnect position on any one of those, and there's $100 million of upgrades that are triggered, and that's a non-starter. This is a fairly clean interconnect with very limited upgrades. It's a unique location, you know, from Infinity standpoint. That's a great asset. I would assume that's probably what NextEra saw as well, in part because it's advanced so far that it's ruled out the uncertainties associated with any additional costs.
Okay, so the answer is it's unlikely. Okay, thank you.
You may have already answered this, but is the interconnect agreement indefinite? That lasts, there's no time period on the interconnection agreement?
Let me answer that. So I mentioned this before, but we executed the agreement and we placed it in suspension. The suspension term, I believe, is 3 years. The reason I'm not entirely clear is it was under the old rules with Basin that it was executed. SPP is definitely 3 years. Basin may have been just slightly longer.
And that clock started ticking when?
I believe it was roughly the June of 2015 that it was in suspension.
Okay. All right. And if that, can you extend that suspension? You have to start all over?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's your timeline.
Ms. Casey, I just have one more question for you with regard to something you said earlier with the PPA agreement. You said that when Infinity acquired Antelope Hills, initially you said they acquired all of their assets, then you corrected yourself and said they didn't acquire the PPA. Now, you also said that that PPA expired at some point. Do you know if that PPA expired before or after Infinity acquired the assets from Antelope Hills?
Yeah, it was before. So it's sometime, it and I don't have the exact dates, but it would have been in early 2016 that it expired. So it was between the sale of Sun Edison and prior to us taking it back, that PPA was terminated.
So the PPA wasn't even really an asset at that point.
That's correct. I was incorrect when I initially said that.
All I have.
Jerry?
I'm good. Thank you.
Nope. Okay. So I guess just to close, commissioners, we just would request that the commission approve the transfer of the quarter certificate and route permit in the T-Line case and the certificate of site compatibility in the wind farm case to West Branch Wind Project LLC. Thank you.
Okay, see, the only evidence is this one sheet that's kind of the wire diagram of Antelope Hills to West Branch transaction history and then the recorded oral testimony. Is there any objections to that becoming part of the official record?
No, Your Honor.
No objection.
Okay.
Don't be calling him Your Honor. He's going to get a big head.
I was just going to let it go. But
I won't tell Beth.
Oh, I will. So the evidence, including this wire diagram and the oral testimony, will become part of the record. Are there any other matters that anyone would want on the record? I didn't go around if there was any other testimony out from the table. Is there any other matters that anyone would want on the record?
The affidavit of Mr. DiDonato also, which has already been filed with the commission.
Okay.
I do have extra copies if you'd like, but it is on file.
Without objection, we'll make that part of the record.
We've received no objection.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. This hearing is closed.
Thank you.